that's my best Karl Orff Carmina Burana.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty lousy.
Try it again.
See
if
no.
See if you can nail it this time.
No, I think I'm done with that one.
Really? Hi, yep. Mishka. You don't like it either, huh?
Mishka, you going to try it?
Sorry to hear that.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oops. That's not what I meant to do.
Come on up here, kitten. Now that I don't have boiling hot tea in my hand.
Yeah, that would have been tragic.
Oh, I know.
She would have been solely disappointed. So we have 5 ratings on Married with Chickens.
5?
Yeah. So that means that 5 people listened when you said that you would repeat moist over and over again. But not enough to make it happen.
We are still a long ways off from moist.
Long ways from moist. Yeah, so what did we say? 100 people?
I don't know. We'd have to listen to the previous episode.
No, I know. Just listen to me. Okay. I said 100 people had to subscribe and rate it.
We're so close.
I didn't say they had to rate it well. They just had to rate it. And then you would repeat moist.
Because if I were going to rate this podcast, I think I'd probably rate it, you know, a solid 3.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe a 4. I don't know. Depends on the podcast.
I think it depends on the week. Yeah. When Davita's here, I feel like it's a little higher because she...
So maybe that's the 4.
I think it depends on how many people are in the room. Too many and it starts to slide. It starts to go backward.
Yeah. 5. It's like the magic number is up to 4.
Right. Up to 4. You 3. Know,
5.
Four.
5 is a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all start talking over each other and...
It gets kind of crazy.
By that, I mean all y'all.
All y'all? Well, that... That's true.
All y'all ladies.
I tend to talk over you, and I'm really...
A bunch of nattering hens.
Well, yeah, we are married with chickens. But anyway.
This is my A material. I'll be playing in the Catskills this weekend.
Hmm.
Take my wife, please.
Hmm.
At the very least, my cat.
The one that follows you around and meows at you all day.
Constantly yelling at me. Good God.
So, yeah, we have one... comment. It says, love this, with 2 exclamation points.
Ooh.
Funny and informative. Did you know that we're funny?
I'm gonna call bullshit on that informative part.
Yeah, not very informative. So yeah, this whole podcasting thing is like kind of crazy. Like, how do you get listeners? Now, to be fair, we only have 1 listener.
We just need that one listener.
And we like it that way. But I'm referring to our other podcast, which shall remain nameless. But yeah, trying to figure out how to get listeners. It's kind of fascinating. Like, I really love podcasting, I've decided. When we first started this, I didn't love it.
I had to drag you kicking and screaming in here.
You kind of did.
By the hair of your... Not chinny chin chin. You don't have chin hairs.
Or the scruff of my neck.
Your neck. Yeah, maybe that's a better.
More appropriate. Because I don't have any hair on my chin. I mean, maybe a little bit now that I'm getting older.
Well, we are mammals.
Yeah, that's the thing about mammals. We have hair all over our bodies, except you're a Norwegian hairless.
Right.
Our listener needs to know that.
Okay.
It's creepy.
There you go. Now you know.
No
it.
Hair anywhere on Chad's body. He's like totally just.
Well, it's not like I have alopecia. I have hair on my head. I have eyebrows.
No, I was going to go with it.
Not that there's anything wrong with alopecia.
Nothing wrong with that at all. No, no. Yeah, we're not, you know, putting that.
No, I'm just saying I'm I don't have that.
Yeah, you're a Norwegian hairless. Not really. Nor am I. I'm pretty hairless, though.
I mean, if you can't see it on my arm, does it matter that it's actually there because it's just so blonde?
I'm glad it's there because otherwise you probably would have gotten Lyme disease by now.
Oh, right. Because of the ticks that I've had on my, on my body.
And because you have hair on your arms, you can feel them crawling on you.
What the hell is that? Oh my God.
When we were at Nathan's, I don't even know if he knows this story, but you went out. I don't know, you decided to go walking around in the woods and you asked me if I wanted to go. And I did. I thought, oh, that sounds fun. But then I think I had some work to do, so I stayed back. And you came back and I checked you for ticks. And I remember thinking, I would like to do a more thorough job of the checking for ticks.
Of course, now I'm just like itchy.
Now you're starting to itch.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is. It makes you feel itchy. Yeah. So I checked you and I think I looked at your back. I looked at your head. I don't know. I checked you kind of, but I just had this like feeling, like this deep seated feeling that I needed to check you more. And you're like, well, no, I'm fine.
Well, you're like me in that you had a lot of tick trauma when you were a child.
I did have a lot of tick trauma. That is so true.
So I can understand the trepidation in believing that you were through.
Right. And now that you get, I mean, I just would have been a goner, just straight up. I wouldn't have made it to 7 years old, that is. So anyway, we're sitting on in the living room. This would horrify Nathan, I'm sure. And all of a sudden, you feel something crawling on your arm because you have that hair, thank goodness. And you look down and there's a tick. And you're like, ah! And of course, they have pets. So, I mean, not cool. So we go back outside and you strip down to your skivvies.
Yeah.
And I'm checking you and I found like maybe 2 more ticks.
Yeah, there were 3 total.
I think there were 3, yeah.
So fortunately, it was May.
Why is that fortunate? There's not as many?
Well, no, I'm just saying it's not like even slightly chilly out, but I guess the listener could probably just assume that it was warm enough to have ticks, so never
mind. I was going to say.
I'll just shut up now.
Well, okay, so it wasn't the dead of winter.
Obviously.
There wouldn't be ticks.
Yeah,
so you're down in your underwear, and all of a sudden Susan and Nathan start coming up the driveway, and I'm like, Chad's naked in the yard. Not really naked, but so then we took all your clothes and we put them in the dryer to kill the said ticks, which there were no more, but yeah. And luckily they were still kind of crawling around on your hair. They hadn't gotten to your skin yet. So I didn't have to pull them out because I got to be honest with you. I forget. So to get a tick off of a person, it used to be you turn counterclockwise, but then you turn, but then I've heard, no, you got to pull straight. And then I've heard you got to burn them out. And I just don't remember. And I've looked it up a million times and I never remember. So what's like the proper method for removing ticks? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
Because I know you don't want the head stuck in your skin. That's the thing.
Right. But it's like I've seen so many different, I think you just pull them straight out.
I think that's
they have
right.
these little tick hook things that you can put down in and you like. You put them like around the tick and you like pull it off. It's kind of like a fancy set of tweezers.
But it's a tick remover?
Yeah, specific like tick
remover.
Like
you're going to have that with you.
I have that.
You have that.
Well, I have that. I didn't have it with us, obviously. But
I
have it.
That's what I was
like
going to say. Like, why would
I have
you?
It in a, because I bought a.
Like if you're fishing or something?
Yeah. I mean, it's a first aid kit that I picked up at, I forget, but it's just got like a little bit of everything.
Oh.
And it just happens to have that. And like
snake bite tick remover. Okay. That's cool.
So
where is this kit?
Crap.
I think I should know about this.
It's in the basement with my fishing gear.
Got it.
And or hiking gear and or.
Climbing, you know, cycling.
Yeah, all that.
Outdoorsy
stuff
type
that's in the basement.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad that you didn't get Lyme disease. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm glad we didn't give Nathan's dogs ticks, because that would have been awful. Poor boo-boos.
Although they are chihuahuas, they could use a little bit of Lyme disease slowdown.
That's terrible. That's not true.
I'm kidding.
Aw, they're so sweet. Yeah. I miss them. We need to go visit them.
Yeah.
Or they should come visit us. Although they can't bring the dogs, so we should go there.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
I mean, they could. We've got the perfect house for them to do zoomies around.
That's true. They could run around.
Just run the loop. Go down the hallway, through the bedroom.
Down the bathroom.
Through the kitchen.
Right. Do the whole thing.
Yeah.
I like houses that have a circle that go all the way around.
It's yeah.
Cool. It's good for exercise when you get older. Because then you can just do laps around your house.
Right. Instead of driving to the mall and doing laps at the mall.
Right. You can just do it in your own house. You know, just as many circles as you need to get your steps in.
Now, is that a thing here in Southern California, mall walkers?
It was in the 90s.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever seen any here. I mean, maybe I have, but I can't imagine which mall.
Well,
can you imagine like mall walking at the one downtown?
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. It's more
like
a maze.
That MC Usher looking building that is about to be torn down, I think.
Yeah, it's going away.
Yeah.
It's a thing of the past. Well, when I worked at Sam Goody here in El Cajon at the Parkway Plaza, the mall walkers always showed up really early because you can get into the mall.
Oh, right.
Even before the stores open. And that's when mall walkers go in, typically. It's not during mall hours, it's before. So I'd be counting the till and I'd see all these old people in white shoes walking by. There
probably
they go.
Velcro shoes too.
Yeah. Velcro white tennis shoes.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
tennis
that.
Tennis shoes, just shoes. What are right. they called if they're not tennis shoes? So that's interesting. So tennis shoes comes from tennis shoes?
Right. Tennis
but
shoes.
Yet, are they still tennis shoes?
No, because I don't
tennis
think.
Tennis shoes?
Yeah.
Sounds weird.
All the stuff that you, buy, I think, are actually running shoes, even though people call them tennies or.
Right. I call them tennies or tennis shoes. But yeah, they're runners or walkers or basketball shoes. I've never even played tennis, although I tried in college once. Ugh, I was terrible at it. I had to stop. I was good at racquetball, though. But anyway, back to tennis shoes.
Really? Going back to that one?
I guess so. I don't know. I want to know the history of tennis shoes.
I don't know if it's worth it.
I mean, I
do remember, so Adidas has some tennis shoes called Rod Lavers,
mm-hmm.
which I always loved, right? They're these awesome, like, white leather with the, and yet they've got this funky kind of green color on them. So it's all white with a little bit of green, really good looking shoe. The problem is that I'm a size 12, sometimes 12 and a half, depending upon the brand, and it looks like a giant fucking land yacht.
Because they're white, right? Because
white shoes at size 12 and above just look absolutely massive.
So you have to wear black shoes.
Yeah, which means Rod Lavers are squarely out.
Same with me. I wear a size 10, 9.5, 10. And for a woman, that's a big shoe. So if I wear white shoes, it's not good.
Right. You know, which is probably why the Adidas Samba was my go-to shoe for so many years.
It's a good-looking shoe.
The Rod Laver?
Yeah. No. The Samba.
The Samba?
I don't even know what a Rod... Who is that? Is that a person?
Tennis player.
Got it.
That's how I know that one's a tennis shoe, right?
So it was from tennis. So the tennis shoe, as it were, came onto the market.
The tennis shoe... As it were,
came onto the market around 1892 and were called plimsolls. These rubber-soled shoes had no left or right foot and were named sneakers because they were silent when you walked.
Ooh.
Unlike the shoes of the day that had solid hard soles and made quite a noise when walking. Can you imagine?
I mean, I do have some solid leather-soled shoes.
You do make some noise when you walk through the house. Mishka always knows when you're coming. She gets this look on her face like, what's happening? And then she sees you and she's like, everything calms down. She's like, it's just him.
It's just him.
It's like every time she hears a noise in the house, like the world
just
is coming to an end.
Fucking Sasquatch of a man.
The sky is falling. Yeah. I'm like, really? How long do you have to live here, Kat, before you realize that no one's coming but Chad? Yep. That's it. You're good. But no, she freaks out. Although in her defense, we do have guests over and they bring dogs with them. Yeah, maybe her world is a lot scarier than I realize.
Yeah, but those dogs are harmless.
It's fucking scary. They are harmless. So, we haven't had any more chicken attacks, as it were.
No, I mean...
Although you had a sighting.
I had, yeah, there was a...
So tell the story.
Well, we left the chickens in the run
the
other day, rather than letting them out into the larger yard. And... I just happened to be working in my office and I just turned around. I'm like, I wonder how the chickens are doing. And I looked down by the California live oak and I just see this cat butt poking out with its little gray tail just swishing back and forth.
Right.
You know, just keeping an eye on the chickens.
Making a plan, I'm sure.
Making some sort of plan, presumably. But I don't know. You know, he's just kind of sitting there. This is like 25, 30 yards away from where the chickens actually are.
Right.
So, you know, he's just keeping an eye on them at a distance. So, because it's so damn loud at our house, because we're relatively close to a freeway.
Right.
I just kind of walked down the back steps, crept up behind him, and just started petting him.
Scared the shit out of him.
Scared the shit out of the poor little guy. He just turned around, looked at me, and was like, what the... And then just took off.
Bolted. But he actually made eye contact with you?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, what he
turned
is
around
happening?
And he's like, oh, what's that?
And it must have been like,
it was me.
Oh,
I like, but I've pet him before,
pet.
You know?
Yeah. But you're the one who chased him when he was chasing the chickens.
Exactly. So we have a weird relationship.
You do. Well, my hope is that he just enjoys chasing them because they take flight and they run, but he doesn't actually plan on catching them. That's my hope.
Yeah, mine too.
Because I don't know what's going to happen.
Because how the hell do you keep a cat away?
You don't. You just can't do it.
You know, you can put up, I suppose we could fully enclose the run.
That's true. But then we'd have to really build a tall run.
We'd
so
have
that
to build something tall
it.
Enough for me to, you know, at least hunch over. I'm not too inclined to
no, to
go in and hunch over.
That's not cool.
I'm
can
too
just
old
see
for
us
that shit.
Now. We're an old crouching, walking along, trying to pick up shit in the chicken coop. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Such a cute cat, too. It's a bummer. It's a bummer we're going to have to kill it.
Yep. That's too bad.
I'm
not
kidding.
Killing a cat.
We're just kidding. We would never do that. But we might kill that German Shepherd.
I don't know.
I wouldn't do that either.
I mean, yeah, we like to talk a lot of trash, but...
Yeah, we're trash talkers.
When it comes
talkers.
Down to it, I'm not going to kill a cat or a German Shepherd.
Or anything for that matter. I don't even kill spiders.
I don't know. The German Shepherd lunges at me, though.
Well, okay, so the other day, I heard the German Shepherd, and I heard some guy, I heard a male voice kind of yell something. And I was on my way to go for a walk anyway, so I'm heading up the driveway, and... I saw him, and he's got this little teeny dog with a leash on it in his arms. So he clearly had pulled the leash, you know, pulled the dog up into his arms. And the German Shepherd's in the middle of the road, like lunging and barking. And the owner, someone I'd never seen before, I don't know if it's the owner or the boyfriend of the gal, or I don't know, but some guy, younger guy, is yelling, "Coda, Coda, get over here." So the dog, you know, reluctantly starts to turn around and go back toward the house. But then goes back to the middle of the road to do more lunging and more barking, and then finally leaves, retreats. And I walk up to the guy, and I was like, whoa, I'm like, you know, what's going on? What happened there? He's like, I'm fine. I'm over it. And I was like, oh.
Doesn't seem like you are, sir.
Yeah, he was a little agitated, but I said, oh, do you live around here? He said, why? I said, I don't know. I was curious. And he said, well, do you live around here? I said, yeah, I live right there. He's like, oh, well, yeah, I live up there. And he points up at the house at the end of the street. And I'm thinking, what the hell is wrong with this guy? And I was trying to have a conversation with him. And I said, so what happened with the German Shepherd? Well, you know, kind of lunged. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said, I had to pull up the dog, but I'm fine. I'm over it. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, I think he's a pretty harmless dog, but he does tend to lunge and bark and he scares people. And again, he says, I'm over it. I'm like, okay. Then I said something along the lines, and I was like, oh, I've never seen you before. And he's like, well, I've never seen you before. I'm like, all right, have a good day. Fuck off. I'm like, what the hell? I'm just trying to make conversation with you. And he was just so disinterested in having a friendly conversation with his neighbor. It was like combative. I was like, and maybe because he was freaked out by the German Shepherd, but I mean, I was commiserating with him, so I don't know why he'd be mad at me. And then yesterday, I went to talk to the guy across the way who was spraying chemicals all over the hill on the other side of the road, right in front of the house. And I'm like, I want to know what this guy's spraying, right? Because it's going to come down onto our property. That's just the nature of...
This is the same guy who waters, who has sprinklers on a timer that waters even when it rains.
During the rain, yeah. I'm like, this guy's a jackass. So I walk up to him and I said, oh, hey, how's it going? He looks at me, fine. I'm like, okay. I'm like, so what are you spraying? He said, why? And I'm like, wow, okay, this again.
God damn it, you too, sir.
I'm like, what's wrong with the people on this road? Like, they're so unfriendly to their neighbors. It's
well,
funny.
Do you remember years ago when we moved in? I remember our
the
neighbor. Yeah, said something like, well, people generally move here.
To be left alone.
To be left alone.
I do remember that.
It's like, huh, yeah, no shit.
I think he was right. Yeah, people do not like you getting in their business or talking to them in any way, shape, or form. And like when we first moved in, I'd walk, you know, down, go on my walk, And I'd wave at the cars that would pass me. Clearly, I mean, this is a dead end. It's, you're here if you're visiting someone or you live here.
Right.
And no one, they wouldn't even look at me. I mean, you can see someone walking in front of you. You see that individual. But they would literally keep their eyes directly in front of their car on the road and ignore me. Just flat out ignore me. And I was like, wow, every single one.
Well, not necessarily every, well, certainly every single person in their car. But I can almost understand, because there are a couple nosy neighbors on this street.
That's
too.
That's true, actually.
So it's like, there's the two extremes.
Right. There's me, friendly. Why are you so friendly? What do you want?
Like, I don't know. Just trying to get along with my good neighbors, man.
Like, I don't know. I'm just curious, I guess. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and then
just
there's
wonder
that
what
one
kind
woman.
Of carcinogens you're spraying on the road here, sir.
I didn't even say that. I was like, no, I'm just curious what you're spraying. And he said, herbicide. It's called, what was it called?
Yeah.
Fuss. Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
But yeah, it's an underbrush. It kills weeds. That's all it is. I'm like, great. I didn't say anything. I just wished him a good day. Right. I asked him who the cat belonged to.
Oh,
I said,
yeah.
Hey, you don't happen to have a white cat with gray spots, do you? Because I'm going to kill it.
Along with that goddamn German Shepherd.
And he says, no, it's
I will defend my chickens till the last.
And actually he said, no, I don't have a cat. I was like, oh, okay. I said, do you know whose cat it is? And he pointed. He just pointed. He didn't even say, oh, it belongs to the neighbors over there. He just pointed. I'm like, all right, then. Have a nice day.
Did he grunt or anything?
I swear he did grunt. I swear he did. He also has a British accent, so I couldn't really understand him. That's why I don't remember what the chemical was. But anyway, yeah, we live in a very unfriendly neighborhood. An unfriendly road, I should say. It's not really a neighborhood to speak of. It's not like a regular neighborhood. The houses are pretty far apart for San Diego.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just a road.
Just a road. No sidewalks.
And no sun.
It's not very walkable. It's no wonder.
We live in the shadows.
Yeah.
But we like it. So yeah, actually, you were talking about the one gal who's like super nosy. She's like the mayor of the road.
Right. Self-appointed. No one voted for her. God damn it.
In fact, she used to have this thing where she'd send out a newsletter and try and get people to pay for stuff. And then people just flatly ignored her and she finally gave up. But she came over. She brought us some tomatoes. And I thought, well, that's nice. And
we put it next to the ones that we grew ourselves.
We did. She had a little thing of tomatoes and she comes into the office side. That's where we are. Well, I think she came into the courtyard and I invited her into the office. And the little doggy gate was up so that Sophie doesn't eat the cat food. Sophie's the dog for our listener. And
the office dog.
The office dog. That's the cat's dog. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. So she's standing there in the office and trying to peer into the house saying, oh, have you guys done any work on the house? And pretty soon she's like literally leaning her
she's
entire
like bent
body.
Over at the waist.
Yeah, over the gate. And I was like, wow, that's just rude. And I wasn't going to invite her in. Mom was in the living room. I don't remember. It was a mess. Something was happening. But like, you know, that's private. So finally she left. But before she did, she complained about the neighbor. She said to me, well, that neighbor started going on and on about how she did this and she had all these construction workers outside in these trucks. And I told her, enough is enough. We cannot have all of these trucks on our road. And I'm listening to her bitch and I'm thinking, what the hell? Really? Come on, lady. I said, well, that explains why she keeps apologizing to me for a mess. And I told her, don't even worry about it. You got to do what you got to do. Take care of your house. Doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, you need to fix your crumbling foundation. Go right ahead.
Exactly.
Who am I to tell you not
don't
to have
any trucks on the road.
To have workers over?
I'm like, what the hell's wrong with
Jesus.
You?
Jesus.
So she left, but she got the picture. I just was like, I got
like,
your number.
Oh, you're that
you're
person.
The busybody who makes everyone's life miserable. Not necessarily, though. She'll stay away now.
Well, yeah.
Because otherwise... Oh, and she's the one who says she kills everything. Speaking of killing, she kills gophers, rabbits, any bug, snakes. She's very proud of her poison. She poisons everything. I think she's the one who poisoned the trees, to be honest with you.
Oh, the ones up the road?
Yeah. So for our listener, there are a bunch of, it's kind of like a little grove of eucalyptus trees, and someone was poisoning them. And this woman told me that she was getting rid of all the eucalyptus. I kill them, she says. And I'm like, wow, okay. You're just admitting this. Yeah, she's a menace. We should kill her.
Shit. That'll teach her.
That'll teach her husband to marry her. Well, not really.
Sounds to me like you'd probably welcome it.
He's older. Yeah.
Even more so.
Yeah, he's like an old, he's actually kind of a cool guy. Or maybe that's the guy down the road. I don't really know.
Yeah, because anyway, you're not a nosy neighbor.
I don't really know. I don't even know the people directly to our, to the south of us. Or is it the east? The east
that's
of us.
The east.
Yeah. But I will. They've only been there a year, and I swear to God, I'm going to introduce myself real soon. That's going to happen. As soon as
I'm just waiting for the right moment.
I just needed some extra time to want to walk over there and introduce myself.
Yeah, it's
hey,
so
I'm your
away.
Nosy neighbor. I mean, I've met them, but I've been meaning to go over and welcome them.
You've been inside
them.
The house before?
Yeah, before they lived in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm nosy enough to do that for sure. I love going into houses when people are working on them. Because the construction workers don't know who's who, you know, so you just walk in and walk around. And they're
well,
like,
I've only seen the inside of that house because some packages were delivered here.
Oh, really? And that's when the former
resident. So, what was it? They delivered toilets.
Toilets?
Yeah, literally toilets, boxes. They'd order toilets on Amazon.
So the neighbors ordered toilets.
The neighbors ordered toilets.
And they came here?
They came here.
And then you carried toilets over to the neighbors?
No, I had to catch the...
I'm like, wow.
Actually, I did. I put them on my my four-wheeled cart.
That was nice of you.
And took the toilets over to the construction workers. And I had to go into the house to find the construction workers.
Right. You're a really good neighbor, Chad.
I don't know about that.
That's a really nice thing to do.
It's just constantly happening, right? They're constantly delivering shit here that doesn't belong here, or constantly delivering my stuff to the neighbors.
We even got a pizza delivered here once that wasn't ours.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You might not have been here. But yeah, the guy comes down and comes to the door and I'm like, yeah, I didn't order a pizza. I'm like, sorry. He's like, what's your address? And he gave me something different. And I said, yeah, that's not me. Now, I wonder what the percentage of the population is that would accept that pizza. I'm going to say it's actually pretty low. I think most people are inherently good. I would say 10% of the population would say it's my pizza.
You have far greater faith in humanity than I do.
Really?
I think it depends on the neighborhood. You take that pizza to a bunch of half-drunk college kids.
They're going to keep that pizza. You're done.
Yeah, you're never seeing that pizza again.
Depends on if it's taken to the girls' dorm or the guys' dorm.
Does it though?
It really does. Because the girls wouldn't keep it, but the guys would.
That's sexist, Jennifer.
Totally. And I stand behind it 100%.
Well, I can only speak from my perspective, and I guarantee that pizza wouldn't be leaving.
Whereas I know in my dorm room, which was all girls, I guess they have co-ed dorm floors now. That's kind of crazy. What do you do about bathrooms? But anyway. When I was in college, we had one pay phone at the end of the hall where everyone would get their phone calls. It's kind of quaint to think of it now. Jennifer! Someone's yelling at the end
of
the hall.
Your mom's calling!
Your mom's on the phone! It was always my boyfriend. He was weird. Whew. That was a bad relationship.
Weren't they all?
Yeah.
Isn't that why you're here now?
That is why I'm here now, with you, married. With chickens.
That's not corny or anything.
We're corny. Hello, welcome to corn. Well, anyway, so yeah, our block, boring. Things haven't been boring lately. I've been working like crazy. Oh, wait, I should tell our listener I am 30 days sober.
30 days sober, you've been losing weight.
Mm-hmm. I've lost 10 pounds.
Almost had the biggest interview of your life.
Oh my gosh, we should talk about that. Can we? So our other podcast is a storytelling podcast where we interview storytellers. And I had an interview with Janine Cummins, who is the author of American Dirt Scheduled. And listener, if you're not familiar with the controversy...
It's a bit of a shit show.
It's a bit of a shit show. If you just...
Just Google American Dirt controversy.
Yeah. You don't even have to put
controversy. I was going to say just American Dirt at this point. You'll get the Amazon link and then you'll get...
You'll get it all.
You'll get, yeah, a whole litany of...
People are pissed. People are outraged that a white woman wrote a book about an immigrant.
About a Mexican immigrant experience.
Well, it's Guatemalan and Mexican, right, technically. But yeah, which I love the book. I thought it was fantastic. Of course, I'm a white woman. And anyone of color just is...
And you read it.
I read it.
Which is...
And I loved it. And
different from a lot of the people who are hating on it right now.
Most of the people who are hating on it haven't read it. And I predicted that this would be an Oprah book club choice. I predicted that. I also said it was going to be a bestseller.
Surprise. It's both.
It's both. But people are angry because she got a six-figure advance. And it's just being touted as like this great American immigrant story. And yet the person who wrote it doesn't have any experience with being an immigrant or isn't even brown.
Right.
Or brown enough. I guess her grandmother was Puerto Rican, which she's claiming on her social accounts.
Now.
I guess she used to say she was white.
Just like she's claiming, you know, I don't know if she's claiming this now, but she's in the past, I think, claimed an immigrant experience on behalf of her husband, who is an immigrant, but he's an Irish immigrant.
He's an Irish immigrant, but an immigrant nonetheless. I mean,
that story is wholly different.
Totally different. Well, you don't have to be an immigrant. You can just come to America as an Irishman.
Right.
Or an Irish woman. I don't know. Yeah, apparently it's really easy to come to America if you're from Ireland. You just apply for a visa. You're not an immigrant. That's just that. But anyway, so she did 5 years worth of research and, you know, spoke with the Chicano studies professor at San Diego State doing her due diligence. Is it a good book? It's a great book. But apparently there's a lot of stereotypes. You know, I think fiction's riddled with stereotypes. That's just kind of how fiction is. It's fast-paced.
You shorthand to get the point across in the span of a couple hundred pages.
Right.
Because you've got to make quick work of a lot of things in some situations.
And keep the reader interested and engaged and want it to
I'm not saying that's positive. I'm just saying that's the way it is.
Well, and there's times in the book where I'm like, come on, that wouldn't have happened. You know, just like watching any movie and you have to suspend the disbelief and enjoy the movie, right? It's never going to be great. I mean, it can be. I would say for the most part, that doesn't really happen in fast-paced novels like this nowadays. But you know, the criticism is not about that. The criticism is that it's everything, that she's white, that she made too much money, I think what they're complaining about is...
It's the broken system.
It's the system. Yeah, it's the publishing industry that needs to tout more authentic voices.
But here's the thing that I always consider when it comes... And I'm not defending the broken system at all. Mm-hmm. But from a business perspective, I can see why they would want to go with an already tested author. Mm-hmm. Who already had a best-selling book prior. Just like when people get all bent out of shape that Scarlett Johansson is cast in whatever role. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, she's playing an Asian. She's playing this. She's playing that. Or playing the part that would have normally been played by an Asian, in the anime or in the whatever the source material is.
Right.
Right. But the fact of the matter is...
People are going to go see...
Scarlett Johansson is a bankable person.
Totally.
Like you want to make money, you put her in your film.
Right. As opposed to an unknown who looks like the
original.
Exactly. And then that's the thing is you adapt. So for the screen, you adapt it.
Yeah. And what do you call that writing? It's called an adaptation.
Right.
It's right there in the damn title.
So, but with this, the thing that I think people are not paying attention to or they're not thinking about, it's written for white people. White people are going to read it. And it's going to affect them in a way that's positive for the immigrant situation. More people need to be aware of what's happening. More people need to step up. And the only way we're going to make change is if more people are aware of it.
Right. And preaching to the choir isn't the way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Brown people preaching to brown people isn't going to work. So a white woman wrote it. And lo and behold, a bunch of white women and a bunch of soccer moms all over America are going to read this book. And potentially things can change and things can start to shift. Just like women had to fight for women's right to vote, for women's suffrage. But because men stepped up and started to have a voice in that conversation as well, that's when change started to happen.
Right. So, you've got a positive ally.
Yeah. I think it's important that other people join the conversation. And so she wrote a book that I think has a really important message. That doesn't mean it's perfect. It's still fiction. But for me as a white woman, it really got me thinking. And she recommends a lot of Mexican authors in her book because she's a bookstore. Well, she's writing about a character who owns a bookstore in Acapulco. And her family is murdered by the cartel, and she has to flee to America as an immigrant.
So stereotypical.
So stereotypical. Apparently, that's a stereotype. I don't know. I think that...
Well, I mean, that's just pulled right out of the headlines, right?
Uh-huh. Totally. Totally. But she talks about these other authors, one of which is Luis Alberto Urrea, and... The first thing I did was read one of his books. When I was done with American Dirt, I went out and read his story about the immigrant, the Mexican immigrant. So, you know, I was introduced to a Mexican author because of this white woman. And for me, I kind of see that as a good thing. I do understand where people are coming from.
Yeah, I mean, rising tides, you know, raise all ships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because you are into that particular subject matter now, it's like, well, shit, I'm going to read every book on that subject matter. I want to know more about the immigrant experience.
Totally. So we ordered like 4 books from Mexican authors on the immigrant experience because now I'm really curious. So like, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with the whole argument. People are pissed. People are almost nasty about it, you know? No, they are. They eviscerated her.
Right.
To
the point where she had to cancel her book tour.
Which is why I didn't get to interview her on our podcast.
Yeah, that brings it all back around. Yeah.
But it's just a bummer. But I do think it's important. It's obviously a really important conversation that needs to be had in America. And more people need to be aware of not just in books. I mean, not just in literature. I mean, in music and in theater and all storytelling. Making sure that there are authentic voices and that authentic voices are acknowledged and touted is really important.
Right.
And you know what? We got to keep fighting. Yeah. We got to keep fighting for that to happen and demanding it and buying those books and paying attention to those books because those books are being written, but are we buying them? Why not? And what can we do to change that?
Well, I think that's going to be the one beneficial outcome to this whole shit show, right?
Mm.
Is that those authors that are speaking from that place are now maybe more known.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just bought 5 books that I wouldn't have read otherwise.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, so that was, you know, a really exciting interview that isn't going to happen. At least not now.
And nope.
And also, I'm kind of glad because I just didn't want to be part of it.
Yeah, you're not one to court controversy.
I'm really not. As much as I talk a big show, I'm not.
Yeah, you're a pleaser.
Well, and I'm just like too sensitive.
Which works out well for me, but...
Does it? Tell me more.
No,
I'm too sensitive. Like when I get my feelings hurt, I feel guilt. You know, I really want everyone to be happy. I would rather I don't know. Try and figure out how to make everyone happy and how to fix things. I'm the fixer, more so than the person who wants to stir shit up.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Are you?
I don't know.
I don't think
I've
that's
always liked
true.
The idea of.
If you've been drinking, maybe.
Which I haven't. I've had nothing but tea tonight.
Yeah, good job.
I'm literally a teetotaler here. We got some, you know, an empty bowl that once had some matcha in it.
That's pretty good matcha.
It's okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not
like
James.
What I used to get. Yeah.
Not at that level.
No.
Good matcha.
Like you can really see it when you whisk it up. It's like It
doesn't froth, does it?
No, it froths. It just, it's not as bright green.
Oh, okay.
Matcha, like that ceremonial grade that I used to get back when we were rolling in it.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff was bright green and delicious. This is just kind of like a dirty green. I don't know. Dirty green isn't the right, but.
Yeah, it's.
But it's not near as bright and not near as tasty.
I agree.
So, yeah.
Those were the days. Mm-hmm. Rolling in the matcha tea.
The bright green matcha days.
Mm. Well, I guess we'll have to save our pennies and buy you some ceremonial gray matcha.
Eh.
No, you're not doing it.
It's so bloody expensive.
How much is it?
I don't know. It was like $20 for that little tin.
How much was in there? Like maybe an ounce? 2 ounces?
Maybe an ounce. It's like an ounce and a half.
It seemed like it was like an ounce. Yeah. That's some crazy expensive tea.
Yeah, that is way too much.
Yeah, that's back when we were fancy.
Whew.
We're not fancy anymore.
Those days are gone.
Now I just drink bag tea.
Wah,
wah. I don't even bother taking the bag out of my water. I remember I used to get so horrified when people would leave their bag in their tea. Of course, this is mint, so it doesn't matter. It's not like it's still steeping. I do take out my black tea.
Right.
The worst thing is when I see someone squeeze the bag, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, so you still
heathen.
Have.
I still have a little bit of my.
Still have some judgment left in you.
I judge people who drink tea improperly.
Yeah, whereas
that
I just
temperature
don't,
is much too hot.
I don't drink bagged tea.
Ever?
No.
Wow. Is that like a rule or you just don't like any of the bagged tea?
I just don't like any of the bagged tea.
That's what I thought.
Because I mean, I'm sure you can get lapsang in a bag, but.
I don't know that I would drink lapsang in a bag.
But I don't know if I would, yeah.
Or certain teas, like you just have to honor that tea.
And I guess.
Good quality tea. Like matcha. You can't have matcha in a bag, period. Don't do it. It's a bad idea. It's
terrible. That's right. They do. I've seen.
Yeah. And it's always shit. I will judge you, listener. If you drink matcha in a tea bag, it's over. We're done.
Yeah. Cancel your subscription.
No, wait. Never mind. Come back to me, baby. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Listener, come back.
You can blame it all on me. Or me.
I was wrong. We don't really have a podcast without you.
Aw, that's so true. We love you, listener. Don't go. We just talk smack.
Yeah.
We're actually really...
All bark and not much else.
Not much else. I've been known to bite.
Yeah.
If you get me mad enough. I don't really get mad anymore in my old age. I can't even remember the last time I was truly mad. Oh, wait, last Friday.
Not even a week ago.
When we fired that client. Well, he technically fired us. But I was going to fire him.
Yeah, we were discussing firing him.
And then
he
did it for us.
Fired us, and I'm like, oh, sweet, we don't have to have that awkward conversation.
Awesome. Life just got a lot better.
Was it a firing by text or was it email? I forget.
I think it was both. Yeah, he was texting me at 8 o'clock at night. And that's when I was like, I'm out. This ain't happening no more.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah, I feel like 2020 is starting off with a real bang. I'm really excited about 2020. Good things are happening. The podcast is going well. I mean, the other podcast is going well.
Which is funny because this one's actually doing better, you know, well, with our one listener.
Yeah.
But we've got high hopes.
Mm-hmm.
High hopes for our podcast.
I've got high
hopes. Wow, we just went two different directions on that one.
Where were you going?
I went with that song that was used for the Pete Buttigieg video.
I don't know what that is.
Never mind. Yeah.
You know, we normally go in the same direction. Are we like...
It's just not drinking stuff. We're
not drinking, working too much. I think we need to work on this, Chad.
We just eat separate meals at night.
We do. Oh my God. I'm worried about us. After 20 years, we're unraveling.
Yep. This is it.
This is it. It's over. Well, it's been a good run. Well,
who's going to get the cat in the divorce? The chickens are yours, man. Either way.
I was just going to say that. You take the chickens. She loves you. It would be unfair for me to take Mishka.
Yeah.
She's your cat.
My cat, your chickens.
Great. I have to get up earlier now. Well, maybe once they find out that I'm their new owner, they'll start laying eggs again. Actually, we've been getting eggs. I think Cher started laying again.
Yeah, we'll see tomorrow. We didn't have one today. We should have at least one, I would think, tomorrow.
What should we do about Easy?
I don't know. I gave her some words of encouragement today.
Did you? You think that helped?
Absolutely.
Tell me
what. Not.
What were your words of encouragement, I must know?
It was something to the effect of, while I was letting them out, I'm like, I said, all right, come on out. Hold on here, Easy. We need to talk.
Easy now.
I'm going to need an egg from you today. You're going to end up in the soup.
And then she clucked and went about her way.
Oh, they were already clucking. So
I love it when they make their little chicken noises. It's so cute. Well, I don't know what to say. Maybe when it's not cold, she'll lay again. I mean, she was our consistent layer.
I know. What the hell happened?
Right? Almost every day.
Easter eggs.
Yeah, I miss those little blue eggs. Of course, I don't eat eggs anymore, so what's the matter? I don't even eat eggs. I eat egg whites because I'm on a
She's on some funky-ass diet.
Not a funky-ass diet. Come on now. I just eat really healthy. And that doesn't include egg yolks. They're too high in fat.
Womp, womp.
But I have lost 10
pounds,
so...
You mean the good part of the egg?
Yeah, I do, actually. Someday I'll eat deviled eggs again with mayonnaise.
Oh, a little caviar on top.
Delicious. I make really good deviled eggs.
That's what I hear. If I were a deviled egg person.
I don't understand how you don't like deviled eggs.
You know.
It doesn't make sense to me because you love eggs and you put mayonnaise in various sauces. You like aioli.
Yeah, because.
Have you even tried my eggs?
You know, I should probably revisit them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something I don't need to know about. Maybe it's one of those things.
What do you mean by that?
I just mean that, you know, it's probably not exactly healthy.
It's just mayonnaise and eggs.
Yeah.
And mustard. And ooh, that's what it is. You don't like mustard.
Yeah, it's probably the mustard.
Okay, well, I've been doing preserved lemons lately.
Instead of the mustard?
Still a little bit of mustard, but you don't really taste it. You really just taste the preserved lemons. So.
Yeah, I mean, there was mustard in last night's dressing that I made.
Exactly.
This is really fucking boring for our listener, I'm guessing.
It is, but
it's... Hope you like our diet. So anyway, I've been...
And then
I've been on this severe caloric restriction.
Some non-fat yogurt for the mayo. All right, I'll stop doing that. That's terrible.
That is actually what I did last night, though.
I know. That's why I said it. It was delicious. Food. So anyway, moving right along. Do you have any stories for me? Have you done anything exciting?
Not really.
Have you even left the house? Good grief.
I left the house today to get some chips to go with my sandwich.
Sandwich?
That was it. What was that?
It's back to food. Great.
Yeah, this is your doing. But yeah, I haven't left the house in a couple of days, so.
Yeah, I left yesterday.
Well, we couldn't yesterday. I mean, we could, but we couldn't. Had to park outside of the construction.
Right.
Which is, you know, a quarter mile walk down.
SDG&E was doing work on our lines.
I saw what they put up.
What'd they put up?
They put up a...
Transistor?
No. That's not something you put... I mean, yes, it is a thing, but it's not something you
Is that a thing with
SDG&E? Transformer,
that's what I meant.
Transistor's a wholly different...
Transistor's a radio.
Yes, but it's a particular piece within the radio. It's anyway, they put up a pole, like not even the power pole as much as it was a pole that then has a cable that is supporting a.
This is totally boring.
Power
I don't
pole
even
that
give
was
a
about
shit.
To what? Fall down onto the freeway. No
oh, really?
One cares, but
it was going to fall on the freeway.
I'm just exaggerating. Speaking of shit that fell,
what fell?
Did you see?
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, I am talking about the border fence.
What? Did Trump's wall fall?
Yes.
Yay! That makes me so happy.
So there was a couple, there were a couple pieces, a couple segments of it that, you know, the winds that we had yesterday?
Yeah, it was crazy.
It picked up and we're like, oh shit, we got to put the chickens in.
Yeah.
Which is what we thought. Well.
Right.
We were right. Because out east, in Calexico.
Yeah.
Sections of the border wall fell into Mexico.
Wow.
Fortunately, it didn't crush anyone.
I was going to say, did anyone get hurt?
No, it didn't fall all the way over. It fell into trees. So they're just like laying there on top of these trees.
That's some crazy ass wind.
Right.
And some cheap ass walls.
Well,
is that Trump's wall or Bush's wall?
Trump's wall. It's being built now. And that's why, is because the cement hadn't cured.
That's awesome.
So it just kind of fell over and.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. So, there you go. So they're actually putting that shit up.
Yeah.
So there's going to be.
Waste of goddamn money.
So. But there's already.
A fence. Wall. There's already a fence, but now they're putting a wall.
Right, which is the same thing, really. They look the same. Yeah, there's no difference. Much. They also destroyed Friendship Park at the border.
I saw that.
That kind of bummed me out.
They tore out all the decorations. They had like a little path that went up to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. And people would hold hands and sing and pray and whatnot.
Right. Man. What is that?
Somebody, I noticed an artist made like this really awesome teeter-totter.
Oh, yeah?
So out of metal, so it was like, it was made so that you would stick it through the vertical post.
Right.
So you stick it through and then you twist it and it locks on.
And then you could.
And then you can teeter-totter. Actually teeter-totter with a person on the other side of the border.
That's fucking cool. That's super cool.
Yeah. So I started following this artist on Instagram. I forget his name, which, you know, is really too bad because.
Does he live in San Diego?
No, I think he's farther east. Maybe Arizona.
Okay.
Maybe Texas.
Oh, well, you should put his name.
But I mean, I think he's in the Mexico side.
Oh, he's in Mexico?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But he's doing, I think it's farther east in Mexico where he is. So he's like on the border of Nogales or.
Got it. You should put his name in the show notes.
Sure.
On the marriedwithchickens.com website. Because that's cool. And then I'll check it out. I'll go to the website and I'll find his name. When I was a little girl, we had a teeter-totter, but it was called a Flying Jenny.
That's a little different.
Very different.
I mean, it has the teeter-totter aspect to it.
Do you know what it is?
Isn't it the teeter-totter that also spins?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
That's just...
A thing?
A thing.
I thought Dad made up the name. I guess it's real. See, this is what happens.
Or it might just be like a colloquialism that everyone in the...
Yeah. In the Midwest.
In the Midwest or wherever.
In Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. And, you know, it spreads slowly, but, you know.
So we had a Flying Jenny. Yeah. So it served as a teeter-totter, but it also would spin. And it was awesome.
Right.
And I'm just shocked that we didn't like kill ourselves or brain ourselves on that thing. Because I would put Lily and Julie on it and then I would spin it as fast as I could and they loved it. But that had to have been like super dangerous. Like Julie was probably 4. Jesus. You know what I mean? And Lily was probably 8.
The thing that always scared me, like at the, at various parks, mm-hmm. like where I grew up, we had Maytag Park because up was the home of Maytag.
Right.
And in that park, there was a sandbox, but in that sandbox was
cat poop.
I'm sure there probably was, but no, this was a backhoe, like not a full size backhoe. It was like a miniature one where you sit on one end and you got these two little handles.
Okay.
You move back and forth.
Right.
And then it scoops sand and you dig a hole over here and then you pile the sand over there and you just keep doing that.
Wow. It's quite sophisticated.
Pretty sophisticated.
For a sandbox in Iowa.
The thing was like, so this whole thing was like cast aluminum and it just, I'm sure that there is, you know, if you had two kids playing in the sandbox, one of them is going to get jacked up by the other.
I mean, you would think, right?
Because the sandbox wasn't much bigger than this thing.
Right.
And it's like the arm would like if the arm whips out and like right. hits some kid, I'm sure it's caused brain damage.
Wow. That
at the very least it's broken something on some kid.
Right. Some noses got busted there.
Yeah.
That's a good point. See, nowadays that would never happen.
Right.
Which is kind of sad.
You know, no more, No more slides that seem like they're 30 feet in the air.
Right. That burn your butt on the way down.
Oh, yeah. We had this metal one that, ouch, you know, rivets were always coming out.
I have memories of those things. Like, oh, God.
You just catch your ass cheek on a rivet.
Oh, yeah. It sounds painful because it was.
Yeah.
We didn't have rivet problems, but, you know, you'd go to slide down. We always wore shorts, of course. It's the middle of summer. And like your skin would only go so far and it would be burning you, but then you'd stop because skin doesn't slide well.
Yeah.
And like, oh God. And then you had to figure out how to get down the rest of the way.
Meanwhile, someone else is coming in hot on your heels.
Totally. Do you remember that time when we took the kids to the park in Reardon? And I'm pretty sure you were with me. And Ella went down the slide and she just flew off the end.
Oh,
and
landed. Yeah.
Landed on her head. And I don't remember if like I was above or I was like, come on, you can do it. And she just fucking crashed. Oh, and she was crying. I felt so bad. Poor baby.
Yeah, she's perfectly well adjusted now.
She is. Yeah. Being the youngest, she has lots of scars to prove she was the youngest.
Right.
Poor kid.
Yeah, both internal and external.
I know, right?
Sorry, kid, if you're a listener.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you are, I just want you to know I'm proud of you and I love you. All right, then. Moving on. Well, I'm getting tired and yeah, I think I might shut down. What's our sitch? Nice. We should just end this thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thank you, listener, for tuning in to another exciting episode. Or at least this episode,
right,
of Married with Chickens.
Yeah. Maybe we have a different listener for every podcast and every time it's just a different person.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome. Or welcome.
Whichever applies to you.
Totally. Welcome.
Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.
And tell people about it. Remember to share. So here's my challenge to you this week, listener. Tell at least one friend about Married with the Chickens. And remember to tell them to subscribe, because then they'll be reminded every time we post a new episode. And the more subscribers we have, the more, well, we might get another listener.
Yeah.
That's that. So thank you for playing.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you.
And good night.
Moist.